How are you today? It's good. San Diego's nice. I have to wait a moment. Before I begin, are there any health educators here today? Any? Raise them high. Come on, be proud. All right, good. I hope you can come away from this presentation with some tools to add to your health education toolbox. I'm a health educator, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my background information as I go through the presentation, but please speak to me after if you would like some access to some of our resources that we have. I'm presenting today abstract entitled Integrating Technology into Health Education and Promotion in a Harlem School-Based Health Center. And I have nothing to disclose. Before I begin, I'd like to give you some background information on the Harlem Children's Health Project. It's a very unique school-based health center that offers comprehensive health care, health education, and health resources to the community of Harlem. We are school-based, so all of our clinical services are only for the students who attend the Promise Academy schools. Has anyone here ever heard of the Harlem Children's Zone? Yeah, a couple. Great. Harlem Children's Zone is very unique and very, I guess, becoming more popular community revitalization movement that started from a man named Jeffrey Canada. He basically adopted a 60-block area in Harlem, which is a northern part of Manhattan, and started, I guess, providing community services and family support to the people who lived in that area. Now he has three schools, and we are part of the school program called the Promise Academy. It is a charter school. A little bit more information about the Harlem Children's Health Project. We offer comprehensive health services to all of the students in the Promise Academy charter system, which comprises of two elementary schools and now a middle school slash high school slash upper elementary school. That's where we're located. We also offer mental health services. We have a full-time psychologist. And we have a very neat, unique program called Healthy Connections, which is a referral management program. We also do screenings and follow-ups for those screenings, vision, dental, hearing, et cetera. And then my program, Health Promotion Learning Lab. It's a very unique, state-of-the-art space. I'm going to talk about it in a moment. We're actually located within the waiting area of the Harlem Children's Health Project. Why Harlem? Why is there a need? Well, obviously, you can see by the numbers presented, there's a great need for health resources, access to health care, and in particular, for health education. Obesity rates are through the roof in Harlem. A lot of children have asthma, particularly those under the age of 12, high HIV rates, high dropout rates, and limited access to adequate, comprehensive health care. So we're looking at comprehensive health care, psychological services, dental services, and also physical health. Just very quickly, obesity rates at the Harlem Children's Health Project at the Promise Academy Charter School in relation to New York City and then in relation to the national average were at around 30%. This data is from spring of 2008. Here's the BMI distribution, very high, almost 30% are at the 95th percentile. Or higher. So there's a great need. So now comes the fun part. What is the Health Promotion Learning Lab? Well, here's kind of a picture. You can see part of it. I'll show you a lot more. We provide peer mentoring through our very unique explainer program. We develop custom lesson plans to complement classroom learning. We work very closely with teachers, as well as after-school coordinators, as well as the Harlem Children's Zone Community Center. We provide access to technological resources and technology education. We implement interactive education. We come up with really neat age-specific hands-on technology, and we focus on personal, public, and community health. Resources. Yeah, we have a lot of resources. I'm going to be honest. We're very blessed to have a really unique, very great program. We have high technology audiovisual systems. When children come visit our space, they think they're visiting a museum. We ask them, and they automatically think it's a museum. We have Skype online video conferencing. This image is some seventh graders eating lunch, and they're having a Skype conference with someone at the University of East London. He's teaching them about recycling. So, information systems. We also enhance traditional curriculum. We work very closely with the Harlem Children's Zone community, and we also have some great mobile technologies. So here's an image of our lab space. This is from last year. This is one of our high school programs we've done. These are basically some high school students participating in an online scavenger hunt, and I will show you some of our technology resources in just a moment. As you can see, they're very engaged. It's very serious. Learning is happening. This is an example of our portability, our mobility. This is a young girl at a huge Harlem Children's Zone event every year. They have their summer Olympics, and she is playing Quest for the Code. Anyone know Starbright Foundation's Quest for the Code asthma game? No, it's great. It's really a lot of fun. She's playing that game, and as you can see, we packed up all of our stuff, and she's learning. So you might ask, what are these explainers you're talking about? Well, we're very blessed to have this really great program. It's modeled after the New York Hall of Science Explainers program. Basically, it's local students from Harlem and from the New York City area. They all have to be enrolled in a full-time academic institution, meaning we have some high school and some college-age kids. They act as peer mentors. They act as docents in the lab space because computers can be kind of daunting, and they're there to help out with the computers. They also really enhance the program by making sure that everything we do, everything we present to the students, is cool. So we'll come up with some curriculum, some lesson plans, and we always run it past the explainers to make sure that indeed we are communicating what we need to communicate to our audience. This is Nikki. She's been an explainer for 2 years. She is a sophomore at a local community college in New York City. And this is at a health fair in Central Park. So besides all this technology, we are also very low tech. My background is in anthropology, and I have done a lot of museum education in children's museums, natural history museums. So of course, I'm going to take all of that experience and say, why can't we teach health doing it the way we do in museums? These hands-on, inquiry-based, museum-style workshops. And of course, I have to come in using these classic health education materials, pamphlets, and of course, the little puppets where you brush the teeth. And we have to really be flexible because we're working with kids from ages 3 to the age of 18, and we're also working with their parents. So we have to kind of fill in all those gaps. So here's some 3-year-old brushing some teeth. I have a good picture. We are also doing vision education, huge in Harlem, getting kids to wear their glasses. So we come around in the classroom and we read them books. We read them Arthur's Eyes to show them that wearing glasses is important. And we also show them cow eyeballs in jars. And it goes over very well. So they can learn the anatomy of the eye. And they're saying, ew, they're saying, wow, that's awesome. That's a good picture. We also go into classrooms. This is a lesson on digestion. Very low tech. They have a cup and a spoon, and they're smashing. So they're learning about mechanical digestion in the simplest way that I know how to teach it. This is a great image. These are some ninth graders, and they're learning about anatomy, brain anatomy, neural anatomy. They're creating neurons out of clay. I didn't think clay is pretty easy to come by. They learned all the parts of the neuron, and they're building them. And of course, our number one lesson, hand washing. All teachers, our phone is constantly ringing off the hook. It's kind of like Glowderm. This is Glitterbug. That just happens to be the system that we use. But anywhere ages 3 to 18, this lesson is number one. And it's also using that kind of low to medium technology. And then here comes the fun technology part. And keep in mind, everything that you see here is available. We can get this to you. I don't want to just show this off and say this is ours because it's designed to be shared with others. We do a lot of internet scavenger hunts, web quests as some people call them, pre-selected age-appropriate custom web interfaces. A lot of the explainers help us find these websites. So here's an example of one of our interfaces. This was created by a 16-year-old, obvious, he's a prodigy, but he's from Harlem. He created this Unfortunately, you cannot see the animation that is actually part of it. The tooth is rotating and the brush is brushing the tooth. And this, of course, is our dental interface. We have some pre-selected websites along the bottom. Some of our favorites that we've chosen. There's Mouth Power, ADA. BrainPop is one of our absolute favorite websites. And the students either come and they go to certain websites and they get the information, or we've pre-selected certain websites for them to go on, or we give them free time and have them choose, and they really like Mouth Power. This is our nutrition interface. This one is brand new. It's really great. There's the food pyramid. The different colors of the pyramid light up, and then the different websites pop out. It's very interactive. And again, some of our favorite websites are chosen on here. And this is our, as you might be able to guess, mental health interface. The different brains light up as the students pass the cursor over. And this is more geared towards older students, but this is mental health, social health. We have some calming games. We also incorporated some drug and alcohol prevention websites. And of course, more technology. This is kind of what we've become known for, is the health center has a PlayStation 2, and we have Dance Dance Revolution. Has anyone ever heard of this game? Some of you? Yeah, it's become pretty popular. And it's actually mine. I brought it from home, and I could never have the heart to take it back because the kids love to come. It's a great way for them to get exercise, and they don't even know it. Another recent addition is the Nintendo Wii, where we always have them do boxing just to kind of blow off steam and to get their heart rates up. So. And now some examples of student work. You say, oh, all this technology, what are they actually doing with it? Well, this is the response to one of our lessons that we do with students. It's a workshop on looking at how much sugar is in some of their favorite beverages. So the students actually had to take sugar cubes and do the math. They had to calculate how many sugar cubes are in each bottle of whatever. We had some Gatorade, we had vitamin water, all these beverages that kids like to drink. And then we had them blog about it. This blog is called Kids Block, and as you can see, they had some really amazing breakthroughs after seeing like just piles and piles of sugar cubes next to their favorite beverages. This one girl says, now that I know how much sugar is in the sports drink, I think I'll drink more water. And this one's great. This one's actually an animated head bashing against a wall, but it says, I think that water is the best drink in the planet. I was wrong drinking soda, and now I know what's right. So we have just pages and pages of these blogs that kids got to write. We also like to infuse a lot of creativity, a lot of arts with what we're doing, along with the technology. I mean, they're making neurons out of clay. This is a poster. We asked the students to create a poster of what they believed it meant, what health meant to them. So they basically had a blank PowerPoint slide, and we said, go for it. Tell us what you think it means to be healthy. And this was created by a seventh grader. I mean, they're not only being expressive and thinking about health concepts, but they're also learning PowerPoint skills. I mean, this was an eighth grader. I mean, she can do more stuff on PowerPoint than I think most of us. She has these great banners and all this great information, and it's really this multifaceted view of what it means to be healthy, and this is all self-generated. Now you're probably thinking, great, you have all this stuff. Is what you're doing actually working? It's quite difficult to evaluate our program. I might need to speak with you, Mr. Benitez, to help us come up with some strategies to effectively evaluate what we do. We've only been around for about 2 years. And very often, our workshop style are these kind of one-off student groups come, they do a lesson, and then they leave. We have had the fortune to have these sort of long-term 8-week and 12-week groups where we could actually pre- and post-test. And as you can see, what we did was pretty effective for this particular group. This was a club called HIT Club that we did for 8 weeks with some 8th graders. This was the high school program, the first picture that you saw. This was their pre- and post-test scores. We have some marked differences in pre- and post-test. And they learned about HIV, nutrition and diabetes, and, of course, asthma. This was for a healthy living club that we did with 7th graders. Again, I'm from Teachers College, not a big supporter of the pre and post test, although it's kind of the nature of how do we show that people are learning. I mean, tracking behavior change is really difficult. So this is kind of, we're in the process of restructuring how we evaluate. So we're starting to implement satisfaction surveys. We're starting to really talk to teachers and find out, did this workshop meet your needs? How can we improve? So we're always looking to develop new strategies. And finally, I guess this is something I'd like to share with all of you, and again, please see me after. The whole model of our program, all of our curriculum, we have some 26 lesson plans and workshops that we use. Everything is replicable. We've actually been replicated, all of the models, everything on the websites. And whoever uses the information that we have, you can adapt it to meet your needs. So it's not just a school-based health center. It can be a community health center. It can be in a hospital. It can be anywhere. And this is the Carl Sagan School in Tampa. They made smoothies that day, and they kind of created their own health promotion learning lab. These are some of our favorite websites. Quickly write them down. We have something called a Webrary. Explainers are working on it right now, where we actually have this Excel spreadsheet of all of our favorite websites. So I can email that to you. References and my contact information. Thank you.